decent football record, you have to admit. Certainly the best one that has been out since the last one that John Barnes did. Liverpool Football Club and the Boot Room Boys. Pass and Move, it's the Liverpool Groove. And this is the new single from the Super Furry Animals. Since I met them off in Manchester when I was being Mark Radcliffe, I've really liked them. Super Furry Animals, the new single, which is called God Show Me Magic, and it's also on the LP, which I've not heard yet, called Fuzzy Logic, which I have here in my hand. Super Furry Animals, God Show Me Magic. Do you believe in magic?
Monday night, 8:30, 90 minutes, Dave Clark. Dave Clark, in charge. Bank Holiday Monday, 97 to 99 FM, Radio One.
This is a 12-inch out of St Albans, Hertfordshire, on Odyssey Records by Mirage. It's called Personal. Some time ago, it was the Loving Spoonful from, I suppose, mid-1960s sometime. Certainly back in the days when I used to live in Oklahoma City. That sets the date for me, but obviously not for you. Do You Believe in Magic was the title of that, and this is Mad Cass. Wolverhampton, I think. That's Mad Carson, which is written as one word, a 7-inch single on Kayak Records called Stupid. Uh-oh, who's this cute little fellow?
Hello there. I'm that most despised of creatures, a Radio 1 DJ. My name's John Peel. I have myself sat on the stage of the Royal Albert Hall reading rather poor poetry, written, I should emphasise, by somebody else. I found it most intimidating, suspecting that most of the consumers present were thinking, who is this rotter? And why is he reading us this terrible stuff? Nevertheless, the Albert Hall is an admirable place to hear music, especially during the summer months when the proms are on. Although there are classical works that I know well enough to hum along with, there's that one that goes dum-dum-dum-dum, for example. I'm sure you know it. I've always believed it's more interesting to listen to music that you've never heard before. So, with this in mind, I've elected to go to the Albert Hall on Monday, September the 2nd, for Bruckner's Seventh Symphony. I'm one of those people who gets very nervous in the quiet bits because I feel a great urge to shout things. So with any luck, there won't be too many quiet bits in Bruckner's Seventh. If you're at the Albert Hall on September the 2nd and you hear someone shout, "Anyone fancy a pint?" during a reflective moment, well, I'm afraid it'll probably be me.
Pretentious git.
Dr. Octagon, paramedic fetus of the East with priests. I'm from the church of the operating room with the strikes of force, scalpel since the Holocaust. I do indeed and greet, explore, meet the patients, back the rooms with the nurse with the voodoo curse. Holding up office lights, standing at huge heights, back and forth, left wing, swing to north, east and south with blood pouring down your mouth. I come prepared with the white suit and stethoscope, listen to your heartbeat, delete, beep, beep, beep. Your insurance is high, but my price is cheap. This is the land. Blue flowers, born by the purple pond. Blue flowers, growing by the purple pond. Yellow indigo. Blue flowers, growing by the pond. Look, it's raining yellow. Would you care to listen to any more? Thank you. Holding bags on down right from the hospital. It's a patient's work to keep the germs off the turf. Cybernetic microscopes and metal antidotes. Telescopes that magnify the eyes of a roach. The computer's the cup of coffee planted with my hand and astral planet detached. Turn on rare foggers. Cut the light on the kid and turn it bright on. Supersonic waves combined and burning brain waves. I see the mascot of evil. He's not Knievel. Shakespeare's gone. Don't even think about it. Yes, as I go into the park. I see blue flowers, draining green, by the pond. Blue flowers, totally raining green, for blue flowers, I smell the bees and the birds. Blue flowers, different aspects of life, blue flowers.
That was Dr. Octagon. Formerly, we're told, Cool Keith from Ultramagnetic MCs. I see no reason to argue with that on Mowax Records. And it's called Blue Flowers. Before that, it was Do-Rag from their latest LP, which is called What We Do. Doing It To It was the title of their tune. And this is Will Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
That's Will Simmons on Catsup Plate Records from Swarthmore in Pennsylvania, 7-inch EP called Evading the Devil's Darts, and that was Hours We Wait. Here's a familiar sound, a familiar ensemble. As regular listeners will go, I'm a man of fantastic inner strength, but I am finding it very difficult indeed not to play you tracks from the new LP by the fall, which I've had a cassette copy of now for a couple of weeks because I had to contribute some sleeve notes to it. I wasn't entirely convinced that fall LPs need sleeve notes, but I wrote some anyway, and the LP comes out. I'm not exactly sure when, but as I say, I can't wait to play your stuff from it because it really is excellent. That's from the LP Oswald Defence Lawyer, 2x4, and after the news, it's Bennett. No, that's not going to work. Interesting. Sorry, we seem to have lost the news jingle, so whoever's doing the news would start speaking.
I certainly will. In fact, I've got one myself.
97-99 FM. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
A pilot who was taking part in an air display has been killed after his plane crashed into woods in Bedfordshire. The man's not been identified. The exhibition's organisers say the event will continue tomorrow. Football violence returned to Britain today. Rival fans clashed at the Hull City and Bradford match. Hundreds of supporters spilled onto the pitch. The referee was forced to stop the game. An influx of cheap heroin along with inexperience are being blamed for the deaths of two men who overdosed in Derby city centre. Police are trying to find out if the two and another man who became seriously ill, brought the drug from the same supplier. A Nigerian student has finally lost his fight to stay in the UK. Adeyona Bayou, who's the son of a prominent dissident, says he'd be killed if he were forced back to West Africa. He's been given asylum in the South American country of Guyana. Labour wants an inquiry into whether animal feed contaminated with mad cow disease is still being given to British cattle. That's despite a ban. The government says such an investigation would be unhelpful. About 300 people have attended a rally at Milford Haven in Pembrokeshire to call for an independent inquiry into the Sea Empress Oil disaster. The organisers say locals don't have any confidence in the government investigation. Radio 1 Newsbeat. I'm Owen Thomas.
Radio 1. More music.
That's a single from Bennett, and they're going to be doing a session for the programme pretty darn soon. That's on Roadrunner Records. Colossal Man is the title of it. I apologise for the slight confusion before the news, but as I remarked last Saturday, if you were listening, the studio's used on Saturday mornings by Steve Wright, who does his programme for Radio 2 from here. And last week we had two turntables wrecked, this time just a CD player and the thing that plays the news jingle. Well, we're kind of, you know, we patch it together as we go along because he's a great guy. We all love him. Certainly we do. My goodness me. This is Self-Transforming Machine Elves. Okay, that's it. If you're foolish enough to attempt such a thing, it's probably possible to build a causeway from here to, I don't know, say the Isle of Man, made up of compilation LPs. And this is from one of those, from an LP on Incoming Records called Serenity Dub. Self-Transforming Machine Elves, which is a pretty darn cumbersome name, I'd say. And the track's called OK, That's It. Bit of a voiceover. Just for you this afternoon. I had a fact about Mad Carson, whose single I played you a while ago, and it says, yes, the band is from Wolverhampton, and could you give their gigs a mention? They play this Thursday at the Cheltenham Axiom Centre, that's the 9th of May, and then on the 23rd of May, where else but the legendary TJ's in Newport, and that's a Thursday as well. This is Tom Pot Blenny. Where do they get those names? Derbyshire, seems we're dealing with geography this afternoon. Tom Pod Blenny and Thinking of Ways of Keeping You Warm. That's on Shinkansen Records, the second single on the label. I've got an uncomfortable feeling that there's now two labels called Shinkansen, because I'm sure I saw the name in a catalogue of stuff from the States or somewhere recently, but perhaps I didn't. I could have dreamt it. Anyway, yesterday I went to Westbourne High School in Ipswich to talk to a media studies group normally presided over by a chum of mine called Bob. And one of those things that makes you realise how difficult it is being a school teacher. creature, if that's what you are. And because, you know, you go in there with all of the kind of little gags and things which kind of work, you know, when you're talking to people in other situations and they kind of titter politely. And, of course, when you do them in schools, because everybody's so wary about how other people are going to be reacting to what's being said and done, that nobody reacts at all, you know, just to be on the safe side. So you kind of got a little joke, and you look up at them and they're just looking at you. And then you go on a little further and you play them a tune, because I made up a tape of things beforehand, and I play them some records, you look up at them, and they're just looking at you. So you tell them stories about famous people, and you think they're going to be really interested in this. When they hear about that Steve Wright, and they just look at you. Anyway, in case any of them are listening, I had intended to play them some sukus, but failed to do so because I put the tape together in a bit of a hurry. Here's a demonstration of that, and a very fine one too. This is Mav Cacharel. is just so wonderful. Why isn't Mav Cacharel making records on a kind of monthly basis? It's been several years since this one came out, and since then, I think, nothing. That's from the LP called Mav Cacharel, actually. Zacumba is the title of the track. And there's a new single from Biss. It's probably been played loads of times on Radio 1 already this week. Certainly hope that it has. But in case you've missed it, here it is again. Oh, no, hold on a second. Here it is again. So it turns out to be, apparently. Alison, the producer, came in and said that is the first time it's been played on the radio. I genuinely didn't know that. I think because of that, I shall play it again tomorrow night between 8 and 10, right here on Radio 1, before the Andy Kershaw programme. That was Biss, new single from them called Fake DIY, and a couple of other tunes on this record as well, which I may play as well in a fit of exuberance. This next is from Rudolf Rocker, and it's called... This is another one of the records that I picked up in Leeds during the recent Sound City Week. There seems to be a kind of whistling in my ears, but perhaps this is ill health. This is called Pants. Yeah. I was going to do a great segue there too, and went completely wrong with it. Never mind, that's the sort of thing that happens when you're having an exciting live radio programme. Rudolph Rocker, that was, 10-inch EP on Mook Records, called A Selection of Cheeses, and that was Pants. Yeah, what I was going to do was this.
Andy Kershaw, as he is.
This is an astonishing scene. I'm on the dance floor of a club called the Shebeen in Johannesburg. It's one of the few places where blacks, whites, young and old mix freely. And they're all still giddy on the novelty of getting together. And you feel this could only be happening at this specific moment in South Africa's history.
Andy Kershaw, as it is. Sony Gold winner for Best Specialist Music Programme. Sunday evening at 10 on 97 to 99 FM. Radio 1.
Is there enough space to have time? Is there enough space to have time?
Is there enough space to have time? I don't really quite understand that, to be perfectly honest with you, but it's one of those things you like thinking about, you know, in the hope that something will occur to you eventually. That's Glamorous Hooligan, and from their double LP, I suppose it is, really, Wasted Youth Club Classics. That was New Age Pension. More stuff from Leeds, as it turns out. This, on the other hand, is the turbulent sound of Young Kegworth. Not sure how long that's been around, because I seem to have got four or five copies of it at home, but it's Taking Pictures, the ensemble, anyway. Fallen Angel is the title of it, on Fortuna Pop Records, and they're based in Kegworth. Actually, if you want to get in touch with them, it's 6 Hillside, Kegworth, Derby, England. 6 Hillside, Kegworth, Derby, DE7-2EB, actually. And this is Captain Beefheart.
Walking, baby. Somebody walking in my home. All I did was just want to love you, darling. Oh, that's why you do me wrong.
Last time I played that, I had upward of 30,000 phone calls from people saying, where do we... Actually, that's obviously completely untrue, but quite a few people did write in and say, where can we get hold of that? And the truth of the matter is, I'm not absolutely certain. It's from an LP called Somebody in My Home, and that was the track that I just played, yeah, Howling Wolf tune originally. And it appears to be on the Captain Beefheart record label, and is, I have to say, a somewhat dubious provenance, I think. I mean, it seems to come probably from Italy, but that was a track that was recorded in early Beefheart and the Magic Band days, in the mid-1960s, and obviously is well worth playing wherever it comes from. But if you're trying to find a copy of it, frankly, I'm not entirely sure where you should go to do that. This is The Maker.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. In a faith with a million members, but not a single believer, we, the faithful, we step outside this commerce, and we await this reckoning with glee. All right. We're here to tell it like it is. Can I say yeah?
Yeah.
Can I say yeah for the final judgment?
Yeah.
Can I say yeah for the tribunal?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Do you believe? Come and follow me to my knees. pave new street where your kiss is all I need to eat.
Essential Mix on Radio 1 features the world's greatest dance DJs and producers right here every weekend. In the mix tonight, a man who most certainly needs no introduction. Goldie, the award-winning guru of originality and drum and bass, presents his first ever exclusive mix for radio on this week's Essential Mix. So stand by for 2 hours of sheer delectation. Tonight, between 2 and 4 a.m., the Essential Mix.
Essential. What's going on? What's going on?
gangster sound on Strictly Underground Records, and it's from a CD that's got written at the top of it. Not for sale, promotional, unreleased material for exclusive DJ use only. More elitist filth. And What's Going On was the title of that. Before that, it was The Makeup on Discord Records from the LP Destination Love. Are You a Believer? That was the title of it. I really do believe. And this is from Melt Banana. I think they're playing in London tomorrow night. I know it's sometime when I can't go. Anyway, irritatingly, that's on Skingraft Records, and it was called Zoo No Vacancy. Here's a track from what was, I think, last week's Melody Maker, perhaps this week's Melody Maker, LP of the Week. Not quite sure what that means in terms of sales and stuff, from Ligaments. That's Ligament from their LP Kind Deeds, which is on the Flower Shop record label, and Give It Up as the title of the track. If you were listening to last Saturday's programme, you'll have been thrilled, no doubt, when I unveiled recordings by the man who is known as the Swedish Elvis Presley, and his name is Eilert Pilam, and I promised you another track from his LP Greatest Hits on Green Pig Productions, and this is his version, and I think version is an appropriate word in this context, of Jailhouse Rock.
Going through a party in the corridor, yeah. The policemen were began to well. The band on the jump to began to swing. Go through the hearts, no yellow bunting. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds their blood. Go stand through the yellow house rock. Find them up on the tennis saxophone. Little yodel on the slide trombone. The drum rolls a close boom bam.
You're going to skate the most perfect on that track. Let's rock. Everybody holds their block. More thanks to the yellow track. Number 47 side to number 3. You're going to yellow bird at every city. I'm soon you would like the company. Come and do yellow house rock with me. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds their block. More thanks to the yellow house rock. Ten stacks for sitting blown stone. Where you're keeping all alone. The one head but no square. You can find a party boat chair. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds their blood. Both dance to the yellow house rock. Sit the hell aside to burst to heaven's sake. No one looking here, all chance make break. First time I shift the hell aside to next next. I won't take it on the wall to get my kids. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds their rock.
He certainly knows his way around a song, doesn't he? That's Eilert Pilam, who comes from Sweden, and his version of Jailhouse Rock. And don't be at all surprised if there's not more from this next weekend. And last weekend, again, I played you a track from Fluba Flythog, their first recording in quite a long time, and I'm going to play you the B-side of the 12-inch. And although it starts out in Italian, what you end up with is sort of football commentaries and things in Welsh, and also, I think, the League of Wales results, or some of them. No mention of Chemist Bay, alas. And there's something... Oh, yes, you remember in the days when everybody was called Soccer MCs. This is cleverly called Soccer MCs. Get Soccer MCs, you see. So.
quick. Can I come here to a bit of start? Dim, 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 dim,
dim, dim, dim, dim, dim, dim, dim, dim, dim, dim, dim, dim, dim, dim, dim, dim,
on Angst Records. Clever Fly Thog, and this is called Sucker MC. There's an LP to follow in a few months' time. I look forward to that a great deal. After the news, it's going to be Dick Dale.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Labour wants an inquiry into claims British cattle may still be eating contaminated feed despite a ban. The government says an investigation would be unhelpful. A pilot taking part in an air display has been killed after his plane came down in woods in Bedfordshire. It's thought none of the spectators saw the crash. The man's not been named. Police are trying to discover if heroin, which killed two men in Derby, came from the same supplier. The men in their 20s died yesterday. 13 people have been arrested in a police operation against organised football violence involving Stoke City fans. More than 60 officers raided addresses in Staffordshire and Cheshire. In a separate incident, the game between Hull City and Bradford had to be stopped as rival fans clashed and spilled onto the pitch. More results now, and Bath have won rugby's Pilkington Cup for the 10th time. In the Swaylet Cup final, Pontypridd beat Neath 29-22. In football, Oxford are assured of promotion to the Premier League after beating Peterborough 4-0. Blackpool, Notts County, Crewe and Bradford are in the playoffs. In motor racing, Michael Schumacher is in pole position for tomorrow's San Marino Grand Prix. Britain's Damon Hill is in second place. In the Snooker World Championships, Peter Ebdon beat Ronnie O'Sullivan in the semis. He'll play Stephen Henry or Nigel Bond in the final. Radio 1 Newsbeat. I'm Owen Thomas.
Radio 1. More music.
We love you, Dick. Oh, yes, we do. That's Dick Dale on Beggar's Banquet Records now from the forthcoming LP, Calling Up Spirits. I think that may be coming out as a single. At least I've been sent a kind of CD with just that one track on it. The Wedge Paradiso, it's called on this occasion. And this is Laser Boy.
I wanted to share with you.